Ever wonder what the gun industry has to say for itself? Here's your chance. Listen to the new series, Gun Industry Speaks. We'll go deep into the issues all Americans care about, such as background checks, stopping criminals, and what the gun industry is doing to keep firearms out of the wrong hands.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Prices at the pump are volatile, with some parts of the country paying just $2.60 a gallon, and others more than $4. We'll ask a Wall Street Journal markets reporter what's behind the price swings. First, some money and market stories you should know. The First National Bank of Mom and Dad is open for business. A Pew Research Center study found that about 6 in 10 parents say they've given their adult children at least some financial help in the past year. Pew found that groceries and bills were the most common things parents paid for, followed by education and medical expenses. But that financial love comes at a cost. The personal finance site Bankrate found that more than half of parents with kids between 18 and 29 say that supporting them had a negative effect on the parents' retirement savings. In a study by Merrill Lynch, about three-quarters of parents surveyed say they have put their children's interests ahead of their own need to save for retirement, and about two-thirds say they've sacrificed their own financial security to help their kids. At Walmart, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. The store will start advertising holiday discounts online starting this Friday. And while that may seem early, it's not even Halloween, Walmart and other retailers are actually bracing for a shorter shopping season. Black Friday falls on November the 29th this year. That's a week closer to Christmas than last year. Walmart is aiming to grab more market share in the toy and electronics categories and has allocated more space to toys in stores throughout the year. Walmart and competitor Target have been posting strong sales in their U.S. stores in recent quarters, boosted by the strong U.S. economy and store closures by some competitors. And the National Retail Federation is forecasting holiday sales will rise about 4% this year to roughly $730 billion.
Wall Street Journal listeners come from all walks of life and business. And no matter what type of business you're in, ADP is here to help you achieve what you're working for. With HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
The national average for a gallon of unleaded gas is $2.60, but in some parts of the country, a gallon of gas runs above $4. Let's bring in Wall Street Journal markets reporter Amrith Ramkumar to explain to us what's causing such wide price differences around the country. So, Amrith, the most pronounced deviation from the average cost of gas seems to be in California. What's driving prices so high there?
There are several factors in California. One is that there's limited energy infrastructure there and really along both coasts, so there are a limited number of refineries to begin with. And this fall, we've seen unexpected refinery outages, so there are not that many facilities that can process oil and turn it into the crude or into the gasoline that's the quality needed to meet California's emission standards. Other issues include, again, like different gas tax policies. So California has high gas taxes and, again, different patterns of driving. So there are so many factors and they've all kind of coalesced this fall on the West Coast.
So these outages are on top of any regular maintenance that goes on at the refineries that might shut the refineries down for a planned period of time?
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. So in the fall, typically refineries do shut down because gasoline demands tends to decline during this part of the calendar year and tends to peak in the summer. But again, when you have these expected outages and then a few unexpected things on top of that, that can really cause a lot of gasoline price volatility for consumers at the pump. And that's what we're seeing. So even though it's easy for people to say generally lower oil prices this year have lowered the national averages, that's why we're seeing these huge pricing gaps across America.
What other areas of the country are seeing price spikes?
Generally, prices are higher in big urban areas that have higher gas taxes. So a dozen states this year, earlier in the year, raised gas taxes, including Illinois, and Michigan and Maryland were among them too. So a lot of these states are trying to raise more money for local infrastructure projects like roads, bridges, et cetera. So that can be a big factor driving gaps as well.
Now, with California, what does the state's higher emission standards, what's the role that the standards play here?
Well, they basically limit the number of refineries in the U.S. that can make the gasoline that the state needs. So that really cuts off the number of sources it can use to get gasoline. So when there are shortages, it's not as easy as it is in other parts of the country to just get it from somewhere else. So it's a very complicated network. And again, to begin with, there are a limited number of pipelines and refineries going to that part of the country. So yeah, and it's not just California nearby. And again, Oregon, Washington, Nevada, et cetera, they can also have higher prices. But then again, in Texas and Oklahoma and other parts of the country where there's plenty of oil nearby, like the gas prices are so low. And that's, again, the striking thing for a lot of consumers when looking at this. And again, when we look at this issue and the impact on broadly consumer spending in the U.S., it's a lot more complicated.
And in addition to the refinery outages, there could be something else at work here. California's government has launched an investigation into how prices are set.
Governor Gavin Newsom asked the Attorney General of the state to investigate whether big oil companies and higher price retail brands are basically using price fixing to charge more for consumers at the pump. So right now, it's not clear whether that investigation will go forward, but the state's Energy Commission has published a report indicating that that could also be behind it. And definitely, like, energy companies' pricing strategies also are a key part in all of this to keep in mind. And that's why, again, they've been a source of consumer backlash as well. So there's been criticism of the emissions policies as well as the energy companies, basically the whole gamut. And it's really interesting, again, this is all happening at a time when the U.S. is producing more oil than it ever has. The world is basically overflowing in oil in many cases. Oil prices are generally low, but in some parts of the country, you wouldn't really know it.
And in terms of the higher prices maybe driving people away, no pun intended, driving people away from the gas stations, economists are watching this kind of carefully as to how it really works into the larger economy.
Yes, and I think that's one of the most interesting things, because the U.S. consumer has been one of the only bright spots for the global economy this year, and that's given investors some confidence that maybe, like, we can stave off a recession here, and if we get some trade clarity, things could improve. But in some parts of the country, if this plays into a drop in consumer spending, that could really complicate an already muddled picture for the Federal Reserve and other policymakers.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal markets reporter Amrith Ramkumar here in our studio. Amrith, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.